Gospel Hour with DJ Blanco, serving Sacramento with the best of gospel music.
Don't give up the fight for praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
And y'all ever seen, y'all ever been in church with a, or seen it on TV where preachers touch people and they fall out? I mean, the anointing just that high, they be like, phew, they be falling out. man, I was in revival like this, and I'm in line, right? Everybody in front of me had fell out. I'm like, ooh. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't mind falling out sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I want to do what it takes, you know what I'm saying, to help the ministry, right?
Joy, 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 joy tongue because I don't know what I might do. Joy! Yeah, just chop it off. Joy! But you've lost your joy. Singing on the choir, but you lost your joy. A deacon on the deacon, but you lost your joy. But I come back tonight to restore joy.
The name of the Lord.
It's time to get your praise on with DJ One Gun.
We're going to say thank you, Lord.
How I served that, I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, He stayed by my side, and I am so grateful He kept me. Through all my struggles, it get hard sometimes, y'all.
By your grace,
that I'm still here. I'm still here. If you ever want to testify tonight, take a minute and look back over your life. See all the Lord has done for me. That he was right there all of the time, walking with you, talking with you. You gotta know that you're never alone. Yes, you were never in this thing by yourself.
Gospel Hours. I see I got a hand. It's Gospel Hours, but I'm going to go to this phone line right quick, see who's on the other end. Thank you for calling the Gospel Hours.
Hey, Jan. How are you?
Sir,
how
Mike,
are you, sir?
What's going on?
Not much. I mean, I know there was some kind of thing happened in your show, so since then, I mean, I've kind of become unencouraged to talk to you guys. But go ahead. What would you like to ask me? I will answer you right now, sir.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just leaning on God's understanding right now. So I'm playing gospel music. But I know that it was a time on the show where it was a disagreement, right? And people were butting in. And my show is not a show of chaos or confusion. I apologize to you and all the listeners out there. That's not what we're here for.
Right. And remember, we worked with each other. Oh, goes to the time of the COVID and etc. And we did
lots
of intelligence, lots of psychic abilities, and also with a lot of information which we give it to your top listener. So that's fine. But I mean, I do see you sometimes, and then I always can call, during morning, of course. I understand right now it's the gospel hours. So, but it's good because people of Iran, they will be Christians after they get their freedom back, after they get democracy back. And people of Iran will be 70% Christian in near future. So that near future will be hopefully not too far away. But we, the people of Iran, are sick and tired of Islam. We are sick and tired of the Shias. And we, these people who came in power actually from Arabs, and they occupy Iran. And they have no business to occupying Iran. And as a result of 44 years of hell for Iranians inside Iran, so therefore, as soon as they get their freedom, 70% will become, it will be a Christian nation in the near future. So
yes,
I want just to let you guys know.
We appreciate that, Sir Mike. Call in the morning. Call in the morning, please.
Okie dokie. Have a great day.
All right. God bless you.
Nice talking to you. God bless you.
All of the world could drift away. And the way things are going, there could be today. But there's a comfort in knowing that in spite of all things, I still have your grace, Water and fire might consume it all, and the things I put before you would have no value at all. So now I have a new perspective on what's important to me. I still want your grace.
Our way.
It's the sound of Hezekiah Walker. Grace. I need more of your grace, Father God. It is the Gospel Hours on Blog Talk Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and we are excited to give you the gospel music you've been waiting for. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. Overflow.
Hallelujah. Magnify the God of your salvation right now. Hallelujah. Let your glory overflow and your presence take control. Lord, this is what I want you to do.
Be in order.
move with power. Lord, the power. Holy Spirit, please overflow.
That was Marvin Sapp, Holy Spirit Overflow, right here on the Gospel Hours. Want to thank our friend from the UK, Brother Mike, for calling in and being a part of the show. Told him to call back in the morning because this is a gospel show. We ain't finna talk about wars and wars, that rumors of wars. God bless you. Hey, the call-in number is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. It is the Gospel Hours on Blog Talk Radio.
We went back down to the home church. Victor Missionary Church of God in Christ. Where my best friend Ricky's grandmother was a missionary there. She loved to glorify God, yes she did. All the saints have come together to celebrate our 84th birthday. Now listen, Mother Mary's to praise God, dancing all over the church, but it's not a surprise. She's been confined to a wheelchair. Mother Mary Brewster had been battling diabetes for the last 7 years. She had both of her legs amputated, daughter. As I watched her in that chair, let me tell you tonight, it was a little hard. Because Mary Brewster was a praise and worship leader. Before praise and worship became popular, she didn't mind giving God glory. As I looked in her eyes, she looked at me and Rick and said, boys, don't you worry, Mother Bailey is gonna be alright. Around that time, Ricky's eyes filled with water. She said, boys, stop crying. As long as I've got breath in my body, I'll give him glory. Looked up at me and said,
story out of all she gone through. And I got a phone call last week and they told me that she went on to be with, that she went on to be with G. But I'm not worried about it today, because she rocks and she can say.
It's time for your rebirth of comedy, Laugh of the Day.
All the grandmas in here tonight, make some noise. All the grandmas this morning, make some noise, your grandma. Right. I ain't talking about y'all new grandmas. See, look how young and vibrant y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Remember when grandma was dependable? Remember you could call your grandma at the last minute, mama, these kids sick, I got to go to work. Child, bring them churn on, I'll watch them all week for you. Bring them kids on over here, baby. Keep your job. You need to go to work, child. Mama, me and Frank ain't been to the movies in 2 years. Child, bring them kids over here, baby. It's Friday night. You and Frank go to the movies. Matter of fact, bring their clothes out. Keep them all weekend. Don't even worry about it. Call grandma now. Call one of y'all new grandmas. Mama, can you wash the kids, child? I ain't got time to wash no kids, baby. No. I got, baby, I'm going to see Madea tonight. I ain't got time to wash no kids.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying.
Oh, Lord,
oh yeah.
Deliver me.
God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
Deliver me.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, Lord.
Let the Lord know. Just say, oh,
Lord.
He wants to restore your soul. Just say,
deliver me.
Hey, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray,
deliver
me. My faith, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Oh,
where we wanna be. One more time, lift it up higher. Don't let the lights and smoke fool you. Don't let it fool you. That's just things to compel them to come and to draw them. But it's the anointing that destroys them, yoke, and that's what's here right now in the building. I dare you to just reach up right now. There's deliverance in the house. I feel chains falling off. I hear the chains in the spirit. I hear them in the spirit. They're falling off. And the very power of God is coming into your life.
Here's a Diedrich Haddon double play, a sinner's prayer on the gospel show.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer.
Just one more.
love and see thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
It's Future the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Tuning in with DJ One Gone.
You're listening to The Sound.
Blessings, King. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents
the Men's Healing Circle.
Brothers healing together.
Brothers healing together.
Join us every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2251 Florin Road. Sacramento, California, inside the Obama Room. The Men's Healing Circle is a place where men uplift, encourage, and inspire each other to be better through personal testimony, dialogue, self-reflection, self-improvement, and positive affirmation. Again, that's 2251 Bluen Road, Sacramento, California, in the Obama Room. Come out and pledge to greatness with your fellow brother.
So if leaving means being obedient to God, I'd rather do what the Lord says do. Atlanta, I love you. Stay encouraged. Stay in the will of God. God bless all of you. Listen to this little song.
I bow out gracefully after all that you have done. Gracefully, you are my morning sun. Gracefully, as I leave, I bow out gracefully. I'm going home.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I bow out gracefully. No hurt, harm, or danger came before me, no. Gratefully, yes. The bus returned to South Park every weekend safely. Gratefully, as I leave, I bow out. I see Baba, I see Baba, Baba. I bow out gracefully. I'm out of here. Few enemies I still have. Gracefully, every void in my life, you are there. All I wanna say is gratefully, as I leave, I bow out. I'm grateful. I'm moving gracefully, gently with form, meek and humble. I gotta go. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Found me a home. Glory, yes I did.
I got some witnesses in here.
We found a home in glory. Oh yeah.
Gonna miss you, but I gotta do what the Lord says.
Oh, found me a home in glory. Yes I did. New life I have missed. Hey.
Found a home, home, clapping your hands in.
I'm gonna miss you.
Anybody find a home in Jesus? If Reverend Cleveland was here, he'd say it like this.
I found me a home in glory.
Found me a home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. The God I serve has never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Some three people have said, I found and I'm looking forward to my home. In glory. Come on, touch three people and tell them.
I'll be your home. I'm serious, I found peace. Oh, after I finish on this side, yes, I've got another home. Not made with
heaven.
Eternal in the
down and he would just go to praying, an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today, head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember, I remember, I remember. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed, stayed on Jesus. And Lord,
to open up your mouth, say, I wasn't in church all my life. I did some stuff. I should have been in jail. I should have been dead. But he was lifted high. And on a tree, he died. His love in front of you is better than what's behind you. I want you to praise him like God's about to bless your whole family. Somebody open your mouth and ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Somebody worship like God just erased your past. Somebody worship like God just gave you a clean. But the glory of God is in this place. And the power of God is touching your body. God told me he would do it. He said, I'm going to get a demon straight. I'm going to cast the devil out of your house. I'm going to cast the devil out of your bloodline. Somebody open up your mouth and begin to glorify God. He's healing bodies, AIDS, diabetes, asthma.
People of God, I'm right now free. Welcome to the Church Announcement by Sister Bernice Jacobs.
This ain't the club. pray. Sometimes I walk around and I pray. Teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray. And I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom. Teach me how to pray. Love, joy, happiness. Hey, and I pray and I pray. I pray
teach
that your will be done.
Well,
that your will be
done. He needs to learn to pray.
I'm not your man. beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
And even if you tell me no, I ain't walking out the door, cause I know in the end,
it comes through.
I knew you would stay close.
To be covered by God and walk in the area of your destiny, you can't be limited to just working with people who look like you, or think like you, or vote like you, or dress like you. You got to get out of the box, because God's going to use a whole lot of people to bless you, to move in and out of your life, and you can't be narrow or one-dimensional. This is a coat of many colors. Oh, yes. It's a coat of many colors. Do not categorize the blessing by colors. It is not the colors you need to watch. It is the character. Watch out for the character. I'm going to tell you, there are three basic types of people that you will interact with if you are a child of destiny. Can I share this with you? The first group are confidants. Confidants. You will have very few of them. Confidants are those people in your life who love you unconditionally. They are into you. Whether you're up or down, right or wrong, they are into you. They are in for the long haul. If you get in trouble, they get in trouble with you. They'll come see you in the jailhouse. They'll come get you out the crack house. They're confidants. You can open up and share anything with them. You'll never inherit your kingdom until you find your confidant. You can't be David till you find your Jonathan. Having a good confidant is the key that unlocks the kingdom, because you were raised outside the gate and God's going to cause you to reach over the wall. You've got to have a confidant behind the wall who can mentor you for what God is going to do next in your life. The problem with most people is that everybody they run around with is under them. And so you are forever feeding people who can't feed you. And after years of feeding them, they begin to drain you. You've got to have somebody who can feed you so you can feed somebody else. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Am I talking to anybody in here? You need the confidant then. The confidant is those few people that come along in your life that are for you. They are with you. They are intimately intertwined in your life. They are there to make sure that you reach your destiny. They will confront you. They will get in your face. They will get in your business. They will tell you when you're wrong, because they are confidants. If you have two or three of them in a lifetime, you are a blessed person. Without them, you'll never be who God called you to be. You need to find your confidant. Number two, the other group are your constituents. They are not into you. They are into what you are for. They are for what you are for. They are your constituents. And as long as you are for what they are for, they will walk with you and work with you and labor with you, but never think that they are for you. They are for what you are for. And you have to know that, because if they meet somebody else that will further their agenda, they will leave you and hook up with them, because they were never for you. They were just for what you were for. They are your constituents. And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants. And you will think that they are for you when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get through falling in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for, because it was never about you anyway. It was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. They are your constituents. Can I go deeper with this? The third group are your comrades. These people are not for you, nor are they for what you are for. It is just that they are against what you are against. And the comrades will make strange bedfellows. This will cause people to come together who are not for you, and they are not for what you are for, but they are against what you are against. And they will team up with you to help fight a greater enemy. But don't be confused by their associations. They will only be with you until the victory is accomplished. These people are like scaffolding. They come into your life to fulfill a purpose. And when the purpose is complete, the scaffolding is removed. But don't be upset when they are removed, because the building always remains when the scaffolding is removed. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, expect the constituents and the comrades to leave you and desert you after a while. Don't be upset when they don't react to your dream the way you expected them to, because they were never really with you in the first place. Be careful then who you tell your dream to, because if you tell your dream to your constituents, they will desert you and try to fulfill the dream without you. If you tell it to your comrades, they won't support it, because they never were for what you were for anyway. If you find a few people in your entire life with whom you can share your dream with, you are a blessed somebody. I can tell you how to identify people who are really for you. If they are really for you, they will weep with you when you weep, and they will rejoice when you rejoice. When you walk in a room and you tell somebody good news, stop being happy for a minute and watch their reaction. If they're not happy for you, shut your mouth and walk back out of the door. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. Oh, yeah, because when they are really connected to you, they will be happy for you. You when you share your dream. Find somebody, look them in the eye and say, are you happy for me? If you don't get the right reaction, don't tell them anything else. You need somebody who's really going to be happy for you. I don't want just anybody praying for me. I don't want none of them haters praying for me, because you know you hate me and you don't want me to succeed. I want somebody praying for me who really wants me to be blessed, who wants me to be an overcomer, so you can put up your oil and stop speaking in tongues, because you know you never did speak to me anyway, and ain't no need in you coming up here in this hospital like you're going to pray some cancer up off of me. I'd rather have somebody who really loves me lay across the bed and rebuke the devil. And God is so faithful. He'll always give you somebody.
I want to thank everybody who prayed for me, all of those who believed in me. God, you keep doing the impossible. I thank you. Yeah, my vision always been bigger than the bigger picture. The real question is, who's in it with you? When you're losing, everybody switch you. When you're winning, everybody with you. I don't understand how you can count your problems and not your blessings. How that's gonna help your stressing. Give it to God and he just might stretch it. That's a valuable lesson. Who is he? I'm from the ham, but I live on the charts now. Life gotta upgrade. It's really big now. The thing for 23 years, I shoot. Cause every time I turn around, he gon' bless you. Who would've thought that we make it this far? God did. Who trusted God with all their heart? I did. It's crazy how I'm first, used to be last. Now I pray that it lasts. You can't see me smiling behind this mask. I know they mad. I wanna thank everybody who believes. I wanna thank everybody who believes. I wanna thank everybody who believes. I wanna thank everybody who believes.
2021 Stellar
Artist
of the Year is Pastor Mike
Jr. I'm a child of the King. My mama prayed often, daddy was a prophet. He told me that if I go a little harder, I could really change the world. I get it, Dad. I saw your struggle, saw your hustle. Saw you slay, saw you pray. Truth is that I never really believed in me. I believed in your belief in me. If several of my heroes stop and check their inbox, they'll see an MP3 of the songs y'all now sing. I tried to give them away cause I didn't think I had what it takes. The joke's on me. I wanna thank everybody who believes. 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 You did the impossible. Lord, you made it possible.
You did the impossible, impossible for me. You did the impossible, you did the impossible. I believe you are all I need. I believe you are all I need. We are. If you don't know, you don't know.
Work it, work it, work it, work it.
shaking.
Hey,
woo! Tell me, tell me, he done did it for me. Tell me, tell me, did he open doors for me? I will never ever doubt his love for me. How can I ever doubt his love for me? Never let me down so I can make it like you. I know what's out of door to work it out like. Watch it, 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 watch it